This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iran says it summoned Britain's ambassador to Tehran Saturday after Britain placed the blame on the country for the attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Iran's ISNA news agency said during the meeting with Iran's foreign ministry official, Iran strongly criticized Britain's unacceptable stance regarding the attacks in the Gulf of Oman. However, a British foreign ministry official told the Reuters news agency that the report was false and the ambassador had not been summoned. Meanwhile, crew members of the oil tanker Front Altair, one of the two vessels attacked this week, landed in Dubai. Some of the crew flew home immediately, while others will leave on Sunday. All were reported in good health. The other damaged tanker, the Japanese-owned Kokuka Courageous, has been towed to the UAE port of Fujairah. A deadly day in Somalia and Kenya with as many as 27 people killed in separate incidents. At least 10 people were killed and 23 others were injured when a car bomb exploded at a checkpoint close to the parliament building as security forces tried to stop and check it in Mogadishu. The militant group Al-Shabaab immediately claimed responsibility. In a separate incident, a car bomb went off on the road to Mogadishu Airport, but no one was injured by the blast. In the central Somali town of Galkayo, 720 kilometers from Mogadishu, 9 people were killed in a revenge attack for the Islamist group's killing of a local policeman. Al-Shabaab had claimed responsibility for killing that law enforcement officer. Across the border in Kenya, meanwhile, at least 8 Kenyan policemen were killed when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. Activists in Hong Kong are calling on residents to continue protests despite leader Carrie Lam's decision to indefinitely shelve proposed extradition legislation that would send defendants to mainland China for trial. At a hastily scheduled press conference announced Saturday, Lam told a packed room of reporters the government had halted its work on the bill so it could gather more feedback.
After our repeated internal deliberations over the last 2 days, I now announce that the government has decided to suspend the legislative amendment exercise, restart our communication with all sectors of society, do more explanation work, and listen to different views of society.
Civil Human Rights Front activist Bonnie Leung said Saturday that Lam and the Hong Kong legislature cannot be trusted to maintain human rights.
Hong Kong people will not accept that. And Hong Kong people do understand that we have to take to the streets. We have to continue our protest in order to get our cause be accepted by the government.
Another large protest is scheduled for Sunday. The Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris hosted its first Catholic Mass Saturday, exactly 2 months after a devastating blaze destroyed the building's roof and spire. Archbishop of Paris, Michel Aupetit, led the service, which was attended by about 30 people, half of them clergy. Priests and worshippers wore hard hats to protect themselves against falling debris. The Mass was held in a small side chapel, which was deemed to be safe. Italian film director Franco Zeffirelli has died at the age of 96. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Franco Zeffirelli once likened himself to a sultan with a harem of three, film, theater, and opera. And he made it his mission to make culture accessible to the masses.
Come death and welcome, Juliet wills it so.
Finding inspiration for his films in Shakespeare, with his acclaimed 1968 production of Romeo and Juliet.
Have you forgotten me?
No, by the rude, not so.
In a 1990 Hamlet starring Mel Gibson.
And would it were not so, you are my mother.
And he also produced operas for television audiences with New York's Metropolitan Opera. Zeffirelli died at his home in Rome Saturday at age 96. I'm Ben Thomas.
And liberal environmental activist and lawyer Zuzana Čaputová was inaugurated on Saturday as the first female president of Slovakia. The 45-year-old lawyer and mother of two has been an outspoken advocate for LGBT rights and abortion. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.